Welcome to CWAFalcons.com. I'm Steve Schauer, joined here with wrestling head coach Kevin Cook to talk about the 2018-19 season. Coach, before we get into it, I want to get your thoughts on, you finally have your own training space now. The baseball, softball cages are out. They have their own building outside, and you got your own space now. You dressed it up a little bit with some new paint and some banners. How does that feel for the team?
Well, thanks for having me and giving me the opportunity to talk here. It's been great to have our own space. I think the guys want something that they can kind of call their own. And the guys are hanging around up here, kind of wrestling a little bit more, just kind of chilling and getting themselves ready for practice or whatever it may be. It's kind of nice. It's a little bit brighter with the fresh paint, and we got some banners to kind of show our history to the guys and the recruits that come in, saying, "Hey, we've had strong history here. We've got a lot of we've had a lot of success, and we want to continue that and moving forward." And it's one of the biggest, you know, college wrestling rooms, I would say, at least in the D3 in the state. So it's really nice to have an opportunity to have our own spot.
May not seem like much, but is it important to have these banners hung with your All-Americans and the Scholar Awards and that those type of things?
Absolutely. I think it lets, first of all, the guys on the team to set the goals high, saying, "Hey, I want to be on that banner. I want to be a Scholar All-American, or I want to be a national qualifier. I want to have 60 wins." If you can get 60 wins at a collegiate level in wrestling, that's a pretty successful career. And lets those guys come in and see that, and they're like, "Okay, I want to obtain that." And then recruits coming in, they'll some of them are from their same schools. You know, we got a couple kids that are recruiting, and they see their kid, he's mm-hmm. from the same high school as I can, and they see that, like, "Wow, I can have success at this level because so-and-so from my hometown had success," or whatever it may be. I think it's a visual like that is important for the guys on the team to see, and recruits coming in, that could be me someday.
Let's talk schedule now. You have three home duels and the open, but last weekend you opened at UW-Stevens Point to begin the year. How did you think opening weekend went?
We didn't have everybody wrestling. We kind of run into a little some minor injuries. And seeing as it was so early in the season, we were kind of like, "Let's just hold off and get you 100% health before we compete." And we definitely want you competing at the Concordia Open. So we didn't have everybody wrestling, but we had a lot of upperclassmen wrestling, which was nice. And I thought they definitely made mistakes, but that's to be expected. It's early in the season. If we're doing everything great right now, well, then we've nothing to work on. So, but Merrick O'Donnell, sophomore from Huntington Beach, California, he wrestled really good. I think he had three pins, which is really awesome, placing fourth at that tournament. And there's a lot of good state schools there, and Stevens Point, Oshkosh, and then Division II, Parkside was there, so it was definitely a good competition for us, and it set the tone for the season that, hey, we got to continuous improvement each and every day and whatever we do, and I think it was a good start, and we're ready to move forward from that.
Three duels this year, November 16th being the home opener against Triton, followed the next day by the open that you discussed. Why have the duel right before the open? Is it more of a preparation to kind of get your mindset right for a big Saturday?
Well, everything's set up. So that's, everything's set up. So that's kind of nice. And you got teams coming in. So it really helps with that scheduling aspect. It's tough to schedule duels. Everybody's kind of going all over the place. So they're in the area, might as well. And also, you got your fan base here. Your fan base is coming in for the open. And it just gives you a chance to get, with everybody being here and in the area with the setup of the open, it just works out really well. When I wrestled here, Coach Corner set one up all the time, and it was really good because a lot of times it wasn't our upperclassmen wrestling, it was our underclassmen, and kind of got them ready for the open, like, "All right, this is a good opportunity to show my skills when everybody's here, so it's good.
Year in and year out, generally your schedule is about the same for the tournaments, same weekends. When you look at that as a coach, do you target certain tournaments to try to gear guys up against better competition, or how does that generally play out?
Well, scheduling for wrestling is challenging because of the dynamic of the sport with the weight management, the certain travel that you might have to do. So when we look at the schedule, we generally look for, and then some tournaments are going to be bigger than others, and that's good. We're looking at amount of matches that a person has. So for instance, you know, a guy has to, we don't want to get too many in a row because of the weight management aspect. And then we want to have some big tournaments to prepare them for the bigger tournaments down the line, but also we want some smaller tournaments so they're not getting as physically beat up or yeah, you know, physically drained. So trying to keep them sharp with wrestling but not draining them, because it's a long season. It's a grueling season because of the physicality of the sport and the sacrifices of the weight management and all that kind of stuff. So it is challenging.
Switching now to the roster, let's talk about that. A much larger roster than your first year, 14 freshmen. I believe you had told me at one point this is the second biggest recruiting mm-hmm. class that has ever come in here. Talk about those freshmen, I guess. What did you have to do in recruiting game to get all those freshmen here and get them all on board in your philosophy?
Well, I think it was the start with my philosophy. Yes, last year was, you know, year one of my mission and vision of, okay, we got eight guys, but it's about growth. And out of those eight guys that were on the team, each individual had a lot of growth, which was good to see. And then year two of the vision and mission was numbers. And just letting recruits know that, hey, if you're going to come here, you're going to have growth. And you're going to grow as an individual, you're going to grow academically, you're going to grow athletically, and you're going to have success. And what's great about Concordia is people want you to have success. They want, you're a person, not a number, and they're really wanting to help you be successful. And I think this is a place where you can be successful. And I think a lot of kids want that. They want a place where somebody, you know, really cares about them and will help them, and obviously, you know, it's rigorous, you know, academically it's rigorous, but if you keep them accountable, and generally kids want to be pushed and want to do great things. And then I told them year three, hey, if we keep following this, so we get the right kind of chemistry in here with the right kind of guys, year four we're going to compete at a high level, and I think they bought into that, and that's the mission and that's the vision, and it's been working so far, so it's hopefully it continues.
How is the training room? What's the atmosphere like with so many of these young guys? Is it a little bit looser? They're still trying to figure out the college wrestling?
Yes, that's a great question. Because we have so many younger guys, I mean, we have two seniors, a handful of juniors, I think three or four juniors, and then the rest are sophomores and freshmen. And so there's a lot of learning curve going on. And so when you talk about, hey, how are we doing at tournaments, it's not about are we placing or anything. It's about, hey, have we gotten better this week? Have we learned from our previous mistakes? I'm using the phrase constant improvement, whatever it may be, if it's wrestling aspect, if it's academic, if it's nutrition, even if it's mental. You have to have constant improvement in something every day, and if you do that, you're going to have a lot of growth throughout the season. But some kids are starting to see that, oh, this is the real deal here, but they're buying in. They really are. They're being coachable. They're having fun, and they're working hard. And that's what we ask, is they give it 110%.
Of your upperclassmen, how have they handled the youth of this team? Certain guys stepped up more of a leadership role, you know, maybe even during practice and coaching aspect to kind of help you out?
Yeah, so we have two seniors, Eric Martinson and Miguel Betancourt, and they've been doing a great job this year being more of a coach than a wrestler. They have been, taking opportunity in practice, hey, can I show some of this stuff? Can I show this? And I want them to do that. I want them to have that. Maybe in the past they've been more show by example leaders, but now they're being more vocal leaders, and that's what I need from them with so many young guys on the team. And but they've been great, and they've been working hard, and they're definitely willing to help out and to coach these guys and to get them where they need to be successful.
You haven't been here for Betancourt and Martinson their first couple of years, but seeing their transition this year to more of the vocal leadership, you talked your vision, your mission, and philosophy. Is that kind of a part of that? Is the freshmen come in, they learn, they adjust, and by the time you're seniors, you're kind of giving it back to the freshmen, kind of full cycle?
Yeah, and that's awesome that you said that, because that's what I always preach: give back to the sport what it's given you. And wrestling gives you a lot in life values. And when I, most importantly, what I tell these guys, I want you to be a great person. I want you to be a Christian-centered individual. But I want you to give back. And more importantly, what are you going to do outside of the community, at your job? What kind of husband you're going to be? What kind of father you're going to be? And when they start seeing this, and they're stepping up out of their comfort zone and coaching and working with the underclassmen, it's good to see that leadership and that, hey, things are coming to fruition. That the goals that I want and the aspirations I want in my guys are coming true. So it's nice.
You mentioned the giving back. I believe it was 2 months ago we had some pretty wicked weather come here for a stretch of time, a lot of rain and some storms and stuff. You guys went on the community and helped some people in Grafton kind of clean up the yards and stuff. I guess why do that, and what did you guys get out of that?
Well, yes, there were some stronger storms, and We're always looking to give back in the community, and especially if it's labor intensive, because we're wrestlers and we like that kind of stuff. We like to be uncomfortable and have to work, and so we were kind of looking for an opportunity like that. And someone approached us actually from Grafton and saying, "Hey, we got this 70-year-old tree that's blown down. It's huge. We need some horsepower to move it." And I was like, "Oh yeah, anytime we're doing that, I'm all for it." And the guys were like, "Yeah, let's do it. That sounds like fun." Saturday morning, beautiful weather. We got on there and took this 70-year-old tree and took it down in less than 2 hours. And the lady who had called us about the tree, she cooked this lunch, and we sat down and talked and had stories, and she's coming to a wrestling match and all this kind of stuff. And then she sent us a thank you card as well. People like you are priceless and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. And I think just giving back is part of who we are as a wrestling team, and the kind of wrestlers that we're trying to have here.
Lastly, what are some of the goals and expectations for this team?
Well, I've already kind of mentioned it before. The goals is constant improvement, whatever it may be. We do have a very young group, so maybe you're struggling wrestling-wise or whatever, maybe really constant improvement today is academic, or nutrition, or weight management, or whatever it may be. But then the other goal is that we're all buy-in. We're all in. This isn't an individual sport with a team aspect, but no good wrestler can do it by himself. He has to have a support cast. And that's the biggest thing, is we're going to be, everybody knows their role, and buy into that role, whatever it may be. If it's pushing the guy that may have the varsity spot, to push him and to make him a better wrestler, and vice versa. So that's kind of the thing that I've been going with, is just constant improvement. And if you do that, you're going to have growth. And if you do those over a course of 3 or 4 years, you're going to be not only just a great wrestler, but also academically ready to go and a great person. And that's ultimately the idea.
One more thing I want to ask, to kind of let the fans know, or at least fill them in, is obviously it's easy for goals and expectations to see wins and losses. But if you could kind of go into what are some of your off-the-mat expectations or benchmarks for your team, whether academically or nutrition or socially, or what are some of those?
Well, right now,
kind of be the well-rounded student athlete.
Yeah, one thing that we're doing right now is we're doing the wrestling mindset. What's that doing? And that's just helping you think words of affirmation and think of things that you do positively and try to get rid of the negative thought that young men tend to have about maybe their confidence. We've really gone with a sports psychologist and worked with that. I think it's been huge. So that's kind of like a goal. It's like, hey, let's think positively in any situation. If a guy gets injured, I talked about this last year, thinking about, oh man, I'm going to miss 2 weeks. Training staff's going to do their best to get you healthy, but what you got to think is 99% of your body is still healthy. Mm-hmm. So work that other 99% and let the training staff, strengthen that 1% and get you back to 100%, but you don't take that big jump off the cliff. You keep that steady progression of thinking positively. So that was a big one, is like keep working on just that mental aspect of staying positive in situations. Another goal is, we want the CCIW has an academic all-conference team, and we want the 3.3 GPA, and we want you to kind of get that as a goal. It's like, hey, let's as a team, we can constantly hit that benchmark. And then ultimately, academically is get that Scott All-American team, and mm-hmm. and that's a great feat. I was a Scott All-American here at Concordia, and it was just a blessing to me. I didn't understand its value right away, but now that I'm the coach and I'm in this role, it's like, wow, that was a huge accomplishment, and I want them for them guys, and I constantly preach on that, like, you'll have that the rest of your life, and it's a pretty cool thing to tip of the cap kind of thing.
All right, Coach. Appreciate your time. Thank you, and good luck this season.
Thank you.